This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Picture this, I'm a bag of dicks, put me to your lips, I am sick, I will punch a baby bear in his shit, give me lip, I'ma send you to the yard, get a stick, make a switch, I can end the conversation real quick, I am crack, I ain't lying, kick a lion in his crack, I'm the shit, I will fall off in your crib, take a shit, hit your mama on the booty, kick your dog, fuck your bitch, fat boy dressed up like you sat on and took pictures with your kids, we the best, we will cut a frowny face in your chest, little wench, I'm unmentionably fresh, I'm a man. Yeah, correct. I will walk into a court while it wrecks, screaming, yes, I am guilty, motherfuckers, I am death. Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked. Get the Funyuns, flame your crew quicker than Trump fucks his youngest. Now face the flame, fuckers, your fame and fate's done with. I walk Charlie Brown, Peppermint, Patty, Linus, and Lucy. Put coke in the doobie, roll woolies to smoke with Snoopy. I still remain that dick rabbit slacker to spill the wookie. Cause the total of the toolie will murder you friggin' moolies. Fuck outta here. Top billing it, valiant without villain it, viciously found victory, burnt towns and villages, burning, looting and pillaging, murderers try to hurt us, we curse them and all their children, I just want the bread and bologna bundles to tuck away, I don't work for free, I am barely giving a fuck away, so tell begging Johnny and mommy to get the fuck away, yo, here's a gun, son, now run, get it the gutter way, live to shoot another day.
Featuring Run the Jewels, that was Nobody Speak. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose here, joined by producer Natalie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
That new song is fantastic.
Banger.
If you haven't gone and checked out the video, we're going to talk about it in a minute in Music News and Reviews, but go and check it out after the show, obviously after 6pm, and watch it because it's very good. We've got a banger of a show today. You just made me say banger because you said banger.
I can't think you say it enough, really. Say it more.
Banger!
Yeah.
Area 52 are going to be talking to us on the phone in a minute. We've got Daunt as well on the phone, and Boys are coming into the studio.
I'm very excited about that.
You could make a sentence out of all of their names, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Quite a funny sentence. Try and make a sentence.
I'm daunted by Boys coming into Area 52.
There you go. Yes. I mean, it was rubbish,
it was a sentence
all the same. And we're going to be talking about Frank Ocean, obviously. And I know it feels like old news because it's been a week, 6 days, but it happened after we'd finished our show, so there was nothing we could do about it. So we're going to talk about it in full in Music News and Reviews after we chat to Area 52 on the phone. But before that, we're going to play some music. These are two brand new songs, because that's what we play on this show, brand new music.
Bangers.
My big boy Danny Brown, who I love, big boy Danny, has released a new track. This is called Pneumonia.
Made 30 bands in 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Before I count it, I done damn near spent it. Put a brick on ya and some Rick Owens. Flip set, nigga, call it pneumonia. I'm on ya. Made 30 bands in 30 minutes.
before I count it out of damn misfit. Put a brick on ya and some brick on it. Check on, nigga, call it pneumonia. I'm on ya.
Oh, nigga came in this bitch with a new gun. Clip blocked it like a fucking mile wall. If that shit hits ya, close range at thousand. Got a stains on my ball, man. Slip that pussy up just like low man. Before I count it out of damn this spending. Put a brick on ya and some brick on ones. Flow sick, nigga, call it pneumonia. I'm on ya. Made 30 bands in 30 minutes. Before I count it out of damn this spending. Put a brick on ya and some brick on ones. Flow sick, nigga, call it pneumonia. I'm on ya.
I'm smoking dope. Told her keep the money, take them to the clean. Threesome watch, hottest dick came between. Lick the click and she did the Macarena. Crib in the forest there in my yard. 07, I got locked up on a job. Now a nigga got four bank cards. Looking like a nigga that I'm thank God. Go and throw a bag like I'm snatching purses. Runs on my fucking thirst. Like a surgeon with that scalpel, bring that track to life. Bounce that ass for that pussy, got an appetite. Geeked up, purple pill. Just like Mike and Nike. Head swimming straight to the moon. With a man tonight. Run a little alcohol. Nigga, gotta make a cup. Stay afloat, try not to choke.
Made 30 bands in 30 minutes. Before I count it out of damn this spin. Some brick on ones. Flow sick, nigga, call it pneumonia. I'm on ya. Made 30 bands in 30 minutes. Before I count it, got a damn misfit. Put a brick on ya and some brick on ones. Flow sick, nigga, call it pneumonia. I'm on ya.
I'm smoking dope. I'm smoking dope. Got a half a pound of artichokes. Scale broke, so we eyeballing. Her titties out just like New Orleans.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
I have the Midnight Beast with me. Say hello.
Hello.
Would you want to have sex with someone who really didn't care who it was they were fucking?
Yeah, they'd have sex with a pile of manure.
You're literally just a pile of manure. You're literally a pile of manure to them.
Isn't that your girlfriend's pet name for you? Pile of manure.
When you're having sex.
Drew's safe word's manure. My safe word, please stop.
Ashley, what's your sofa?
Keep going. I mean,
and then they know to stop. That's the safe word.
Every Wednesday,
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Fresh from a Bible Belt town. That's what she's giving up. Not really living, just flesh coming off a greyhound. That's what he think of her. Right at a blink of her eye, he provides her with charm. Hide that he is a shark, suggest a few apartments, never hints to the home. That's what he wanna do. She just want a new zip code for an old dream. Lost in her appetite now, the Big Apple might find her a habit of a queen. Build her an eagle that's filled with illegal maps. Road destination unknown. She's little Bo peeping her and her whole sheep. Gonna have a wool unsewn. Not a wolf give a push. Now watch her jump in with to swim through the limbs. Everyone hugging her, tugging her. Ride on the merry-go-round of four drinks. Two white lines go fast with the fast life, so she needs more. One fun fix. Now a daily chore, provide the score. Written and produced so perverse, he's a pro well-versed. Told her that the purse that she want with the shoes that she love and the rent that she need paid, she could earn with speed in a day. Escort on the high class side. Champagne, glass rise, white snow waterfalls. Oh, how time flies when you're flying. Crash and burn, she learned that her soul was dying. That's worth saving, she's craving that Bible Belt town. So she crawls back on the Greyhound.
Next stop, NYC, take your seats, please. I know exactly where you're going. I can see it on your face. I know how to get there, and I'll give you my word that I'll get you there safe. I don't need to check your baggage. I don't need to know your name. All I need to know is by the time you arrive, you'll forever be changed.
Fresh new Gucci belt, bam. Fast to the cityscape, dash to the liver fate, stashed in his duffel bag, proud. He's no scaredy cat, life always spared in that hand that the gamblers fold. No chips if the scramble got cold. But them warm cushions in them soft bus seats, push that second thought along beneath the roof of a Super 80, sleeps till it's nighttime. Then connects in the streets like a pipeline. In dark shades, he supplies dark brigades of lost souls with his chemical morsels. He's no lab tech. He was born into a legacy stretched from Aztecs and beyond. Assets he was drawn to had him spinning the wool over his mother's eye. He's the black sheep. His pop's career driven. He's the backseat. The man in the wheel that cruises his own sunrise. That the man brought eyes to his pay-per-view. The kind of paper make a fool shoot a staple through. And tape a label to until he's can bait. Until a pancake pockets change the landscape. We'll take a short visit home in the town. It's time to re-up. It's back on a Greyhound.
Next stop, NYC, take your seats, please. I know exactly where you're going. I can see it on your face. I know how to get there, and I'll give you my word that I'll get you there safe. I don't need to check your baggage. I don't need to know your name. All I need to know is by the time you arrive, you'll forever be changed. By the time you arrive, you'll forever be changed. By the time you arrive, you'll forever be changed. Forever be changed. Forever be changed. Just watch where you're going on this road you chose. Check your baggage, pick it up along the way. All I need to know is by the time you arrive, you will forever be changed.
De La Soul featuring Usher there. Wicked, wicked track. I'm now chatting to Rose from Area 52, who is live from Reading Festival right now. How's it going, Rose?
Hey, how are you? I'm all good, thank you.
Are you guys actually at the festival?
We will be in a minute. Right now, we're kind of in town. I'm currently in a photo booth trying to get some quiet.
Amazing. Sucks. Getting rid of all the noise around you. Well, you're going to have a lot more noise in a minute when you arrive at Reading Festival. Are you guys excited? It's so great. You're back again. Because you guys have played there before, haven't you? You played there BBC
played
Introducing.
Yeah. Yeah, we played last year BBC Introducing. This year we're on the Festival Public stage. So, yeah, we're really, really excited.
It must be cool to come back again and sort of be playing a bigger stage and you know, actually returning to such a fun festival.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because obviously we're from Reading and we got loads of friends going, so yeah, it's definitely a load of fun, definitely.
Does it make a difference playing festival gigs as opposed to sort of normal venue gigs?
Yeah, totally, because I feel like festivals are just kind of... Well, you know, obviously they're bigger and I don't know, I think they're more exciting. Obviously everything's great, but there's always a bit more people at festivals, so...
Yeah, and I guess you're getting across to different crowds, aren't you? Because it's, you know, there's different people there who might not have heard the music before, so you're reaching new people.
Totally, yeah.
Are you excited to see anyone else there? Because a lot of very good bands playing this
weekend. Yeah, I found out yesterday that I was really excited to see Higham.
I know.
I found out that they pulled out, so I was really good about that.
I felt exactly the same as you, babe. But it is for a good reason, because they pulled out because they're making new music, so that's good.
Totally, yeah. But I am looking forward to that. We're looking forward to seeing, like... Well, I'm looking forward to seeing, like, The Neighbourhood.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good acts this year.
Are you staying for the whole weekend?
We're going to be up in Leeds on the Saturday, and then we're going to come back down to Reading for the Saturday and Sunday. So we will be down at Reading Festival, yeah.
Amazing. So you're kind of getting best of both worlds, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Is it a bit weird just like hopping on a bus and going straight up to Leeds after you've played Reading?
Well, I guess it's a bit weird. I mean, we're not going to hop on a bus. We're just kind of like, you know, cars, but it's a bit... I guess it's all right, because it's kind of just like a nice drive, kind of think about everything that just happened. It's kind of nice, yeah.
And I guess this is a bit of a silly question for you guys, because you're Reading born and bred, but are you a Reading or a Leeds band?
Oh, I have to say both, not going to lie.
Oh!
They're both they're both different. So I guess in their own way, they're both different, but they're both really cool. So I think we all appreciate both of them, yeah.
Definitely. So what's coming up next for you guys?
We are writing a lot. We've been writing quite a lot, apart from rehearsals for the festival. We're looking to get some new music out, hopefully this year, and definitely next year there'll be some new tunes out.
And are you going to be playing any more live gigs after Reading and Leeds?
Yeah, we definitely will be. We're planning on doing some gigs at the moment. Haven't got anything confirmed at the moment, but yeah, definitely we'll be doing some.
Well, I'm sure off the back of these massive gigs, you're going to get loads and loads, which is fantastic, so we can all come and see you.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
So before you go, we play a game on the show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And I know it sounds like a bit of a weird game, but it's not. It actually makes total sense when you think about it. So I'm sticking you on a desert island, and you're going to have to speak, Rose, on behalf of the whole of Area 52.
Ooh,
for me.
Okay.
And I'm sticking you on this desert island, and I'm sticking you with one song, and it has to be the worst song you could possibly imagine being stuck on a desert island with.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And it doesn't have to be a track that you genuinely just hate. It could be a track that, you know, if you were stuck on a desert island with it, that you just couldn't bear it. And you, like, you might love this track in real life, but over and over again on a desert island might not be the one.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's a tough question.
It's very, it is very difficult. But when you think about it,
yeah,
it usually the one that you think of, the first one you think of is the one.
Yeah, well, I have to admit, I did think of one straight away when you said that.
See, that's what you've got to tell me. You've got to tell me what that one is.
Not because we hate it or anything. I think it's just because it's a little bit too much. I think it'd have to be Justin Bieber, Baby.
Yes!
I don't know, you probably get that a lot, but...
Do you know what? It's so lovely that every musician that I ask that question to says exactly the same thing.
Oh,
they always not the same as, it's not always Justin Bieber, but it is always that vibe of, it's not that we don't like them, it's just that this song's a bit annoying. But it is to be the first one that comes to your head, because otherwise it's not, you know, you can never think as well any other song's name after you've thought of one.
Definitely came up. The first thing that came up was that. So,
well, we wish you so much luck for your gig tomorrow.
You.
You're on at 12 o'clock on Friday in Reading and 12 o'clock on Saturday in Leeds, right?
That's right, yeah.
Incredible. And if you could introduce Peace, we're going to play Peace next. If you could introduce it for us, Rose.
Cool. Well, this is Peace. I'm Rose from Air 52, and I hope you like this song.
Thank you. You're such a babe. We'll hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Cheers.
Oh, Bar Radio presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Back Row and Chill.
It's exclusively on Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio. We're going to be on Fridays, 4 to 6pm, starting on the 26th of August. We're going to talk about films and theatre and tell you what it is you should be watching and what you should be sitting down and looking at, and we're going to review all of this shit. For example, right now I'm going to do a film review.
Yeah,
right now, okay. I'm going to do a film review. And this is how we're rolling on the show. Suicide Squad, seen it?
Yes.
Terrible. Shit. Saving money. No stars. That's how I'm reviewing this thing. No stars. People can even come on the thing on our show and talk about my films.
Yeah.
They can even do that.
The Honest, it's the Honest Film
it's
Review
the Honest
Show.
Film Review. They might get a punch in the fucking mouth, but they can do it.
And we can swear.
Yeah.
So tune in, it's going down Fridays, be there or be square.
Or get fucked.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4pm on FUBAR Radio.
There with Rather Be With You. What a banger.
Big banger.
Huge banger.
Yes.
I forgot we were even coming back on the radio then. I was having such a nice time at the Reading lineup.
It's good, isn't it?
We are going to Reading Festival this weekend to do some backstage interviews. So stay tuned, because that's going to be an extra special show.
Yeah, already
lined up. That might potentially come out next week.
I think so. Well, it's definitely going to be a festival special as well.
Yes.
And we've already lined up some pretty big interviews.
Yeah, and because I'm actually away next week. I'm going on holiday. I'm going to be sitting in my pants or a bikini, depending on how I'm feeling. On this time next Thursday.
Are you allowed to say where you're going?
Yeah, Denia. I'm going to Denia in Spain.
Oh, lovely.
I don't know what the accent was that I did there, but it Spain. Definitely wasn't Spanish.
I was trying to think of something word in Spanish, but I couldn't. I had a mind.
Dos cerveza, por favor.
Yeah, por favor.
Which is all I need to know, really. Or dos gin and tonic.
Oh, that's it. You're sorted.
For some reason in Spain, gin and tonics are like, I didn't ever know this until I went there, but recently gin and tonics are a really big deal in Spain.
Gin and tonic.
Yeah, like they serve gin and tonics like these huge glasses of gin. I'll send you a picture and you can post it on the Twitter and show everyone.
Gin's like having a moment, isn't it? Everyone's drinking gin.
Gin's having a moment. You sounded like someone's mum then.
Yeah.
Gin's really having a moment right now, isn't it?
It's
did you see that picture of a beer bottle that I tweeted?
I haven't. No, I'm going to have a look.
I tweeted FUBAR Radio because I found a beer bottle called FUBAR.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Do you taste it? A quick one before the show?
No. Sadly, I didn't have any money and I didn't feel like robbing it from the shop on this occasion. So it's got a grenade on it, which is a little bit off subject for us, but I thought it was quite good.
It looks good. Next to a beer called Gentleman's Wit, which looks lovely as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's nothing to do with FUBAR, but
no, not at all, no.
We like that one as well. So it's time for music news and reviews, and we're going to kick off by chatting a bit about Reading. So the Reading lineup is looking really tasty, and it is completely sold out, Reading Festival.
Not surprised with that lineup.
Am I right? Mm. Despite the fact that Haim aren't playing, there is still some absolutely incredible artists there.
Yes.
We've got tomorrow is the headliner is Foals. Mm-hmm. Saturday's headliner is Red Hot Chili Peppers, which I'm really excited to see. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to take Nat to that. She looks really enthused.
I'll probably. Who's on the other stage?
You've got Two Door Cinema Club, or you've got Duke Dumont. Yep. Or
oh,
you've
Duke
got,
Dumont. I'm definitely
yeah,
I'm
big
go
time.
Watch Duke Dumont then.
Good Charlotte.
Oh, hold on. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Hold the fucking phone. Now, I've got a bit of exciting news about Good Charlotte in the sense that I'm later on in the show going to be playing two old school tracks from artists that are playing at Reading this weekend. One of them being Good Charlotte and the other one being ASAP Rocky. So look for, I'm not going to tell you what the song is, but it's a song that I literally listened to when I was at school, when I had the two boys, Benji and his brother, whatever
Joel.
His name, Joel, as the pictures on my homework diary.
Oh, that's so cute. Which one did you prefer, though?
Can't remember, but one of them was definitely sexier.
Mm. One of them's married to Cameron Diaz now.
Am I right?
Yeah.
One of my favourite women in the world.
And the other one is married to Nicole Richie, I think.
Yes, I think
so
you could be correct in that.
They've done well.
They also managed Jessie J, which is really weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, didn't know that.
But guys, go and check out the lineup and feel really jealous if you haven't got tickets. Now, I'm a bit nervous because I've never been to Reading Festival.
Oh, I've been about 17 times. No, I haven't. I've been about 6 or 7 times.
Well, that's why I'm really excited to actually get there. And
it's really good.
We're going to be chatting to some really exciting people
aren't
we? We're not going to give away anything now because it would be boring otherwise. But we might even play, because I'm not here next week, we might even play the big Reading special. Because Harley's coming down as well.
Harley
from Rizzle Kicks is coming. And he's going to be doing some interviews with us as well. And we're going to be playing them out in this extra special show that might go out this time next
week.
So keep your eyes peeled or your ears peeled. Yeah, or just keep
all of
peeled.
It, everything.
Up next, we're going to talk a bit. Oh, so this is a good one. Black Mirror. You know what Black Mirror is?
I loved it, yeah.
So that has been commissioned by Netflix.
Oh, interesting.
As a 12-part series.
Oh, great.
Which is coming out this year in a couple of months.
Because it was on Channel 4, I believe.
Yes,
it?
And now it's on Netflix and they're going to release all 6 episodes at once. But you're not going to really want to binge watch Black Mirror because it's terrifying.
Because you're in shock after each episode. You need some time to think about what you've just seen.
But genuinely, I don't know if you've ever binge watched things like American Horror Story, but it actually fucks with your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like seriously, like you sort of feel really weird afterwards if you do that. So my advice is to watch it, but definitely have a little separation.
Just pace yourself.
On a completely separate, different vibe, Great British Bake Off is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you love?
Absolutely love Great British Bake Off. Last year was incredible. This year's going to be even better. I think it was I don't know, it's just too good, basically. And last year, the winner was one of my favourite people in the world, Nadia. Mm-hmm. She is the cutest winner in the history of the world, but also she's very talented. This year, I've got two favourites. There's a girl called Benjamina, who I, when I saw the advert for Great British Bake Off, I was like, she's going to win.
Yeah.
I just had this feeling in my belly. And I wanted to say that on the radio so that if it happens, we can come back to this moment and relive it.
And we'll know that you'll be psychic.
So yes,
it's good actually. I hope she does.
I hope she does. Imagine if I was psychic.
It would be so good.
Imagine if I'd only realised when I guessed the Great British Bake Off winner of 2016.
I'd be clearing a bit of the show for just the tarot reading section. Just for me.
I think we should just change the whole show to a tarot reading.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Also, Selassie, okay, yes, is a guy in it, and he should have won Master Baker or whatever they call it last night.
Yeah.
Instead, a woman called Jane won it. She's nice enough. But Selassie, right, is so good. And not only that, he's lovely to everyone. He's helping everyone else in the room. Oh. He's smiling. He's saying, don't worry to everyone if they've done badly or if their cake looks shit.
Why is this Jane one then?
So I don't know what Jane, I don't know where that Jane shit was coming from. She's nice, but
yeah,
Selassie's better.
Selassie.
I'm almost thinking, have I picked the wrong winner? Because he's definitely a strong contender.
He's your backup. That's two. You've got two options here.
So he's my backup. Mm. So it's between Benjamina and Selassie.
Excellent. Okay, you heard it here first.
Another piece of exciting news, completely separate to baking and terrifying docuseries, is Apple Music Festival have announced who their fucking hell. Apple Music have announced the artists who are going to be performing at this year's festival. Britney Spears, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be gracing the Roundhouse. Imagine Britney Spears in Camden. That is the funniest thing I've
like
ever heard.
I'd like to see her going out afterwards down the Lock Tavern.
She will.
It'll be great.
She will go somewhere in Camden, I'm sure. The Roundhouse.
Fantastic.
Is going to be the home to Britney Spears on the 27th of September. Other artists, Elton John. Oh my God, so excited for that. The 1975, Alicia Keys, One Republic, Calvin Harris, Robbie Williams, Bastille, Michael Bublé, which I thought was a bit of a random
one. That's odd.
It is quite odd. And Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
Who I love.
Yes.
So it's a very good lineup this year. Really exciting. Apple Music have been doing some exciting things.
Yeah, they have.
They are getting all the exclusive, aren't they? They're sort of taking over the world in a sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Good old Frank did his exclusive on Apple Music, didn't
he? I saw that. That happened, I think, when was it? Last Friday or something?
20th of August.
And it was because I was looking at Twitter and that's how I saw it. It's like, he's just dropped it now.
Yeah.
They're
going to
play
exciting.
It on Beats World. I did actually think about you. I thought, oh my God.
Harriet's going to have lots to talk about.
I'm just going to lose her shit about this.
Yeah, it was like in the middle of the night as well.
Yeah.
Well, for us it was anyway. Before we spend an hour and a half talking about Frank Ocean, I thought I would talk a little bit about V Festival, because I went to V Festival this weekend, which was very good. I enjoyed it thoroughly, although the rain was a little bit irritating. But it always rains at V Festival.
Yeah.
Every year I've been, it rains.
Really?
But I was DJing backstage, which was a lot of fun. As I was telling Nat earlier, I DJed All Saints when All Saints were standing there singing along to their own song. One of the best moments of my life.
Which song?
It was a remix of Lady Marmalade with Timbaland.
Yeah.
You know the one that's like, hit it from the back. We've played it on this show before. Anyway, so they were singing along to that, which was incredibly exciting. Also, one of them came in through the bar as I was DJing and just did that thing where you point at a DJ and do a dance, which means
it's
like a signal to say, like, I'm enjoying what you're doing.
Good work.
The second exciting thing that happened to me was while I was playing Craig David, What's Your Flavour? Craig wasn't there, sadly. I'm sure he would have literally bump and grinded with me for the whole time if he was. But Giggs did laugh in my face because I was singing along so intensively.
Oh, that's good.
But in a sort of very jovial, it wasn't like, you know, schoolyard laugh. It was like, ha ha ha. You're having a lovely time.
That's a tune. And
well, like, my heart was fluttering that.
For gigs? Of sure, sure.
And he was stood next to Skepta, so it was a whole world of heart fluttering for me.
He might have been laughing, but inside he was also singing along.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's why he was laughing, because he was like, oh my God, you're doing exactly what I would do if I was doing what you're doing. Mm. So those were my two highlights, but the other highlights were not Justin Bieber.
Now, yeah, I read about that he was accused, and you may tell us it's true or false, of miming, essentially.
Funnily enough, I was speaking to someone who came, actually my gorgeous hair and makeup team, Ollie and Johnny, who were also engaged, an incredible shout out to those boys. When they were coming to my house the next day to redo me up, because I looked like a haggard mess after the first day. And they were like, we've seen it in the news already. And I was like, it's amazing how quickly it went out. But it was, It was a backing track, and he sang over. He didn't mime to an extent. Right. He didn't mime because he just didn't sing. What he was doing was there was a backing track, and he was letting the backing track do the work for him.
So what was he actually doing then? Talking?
No, he was just sort of moving around, dancing a bit, and I felt really sorry for him because there was obviously something wrong with him. Like he's, well, I felt like weird like vibes of Britney Meltdown, like echoes. I don't know. He just seemed like very sad, like really sad in the eyes.
Hadn't he been out with Rihanna or something the night before?
Probably.
So
yeah.
I think I read that somewhere. Yeah. So I mean, get a night out with Rihanna.
But
a few days off.
Maybe Rihanna's just more of a lad than him because apparently she took the roof off.
Yeah,
of,
she can handle herself. She knows what she's.
Yeah, she took the roof off the other venue and then came back to. Chelmsford and took the roof off Chelmsford. She was incredible. She basically did a 2-hour medley of all of her best songs and the new songs as well.
What was the reaction from the crowd to Bieber when he was not pulling it out of the bag?
Nothing. There was not any booing. I think the problem was people had been waiting, like kids had been waiting hours to watch him.
Yeah.
But everyone around you was sort of like, oh my God, should we leave? Like, I'm not sure what to do. But you almost wanted to stay to the end to see what was going to happen because it was like something was going to happen but then it never did.
Was he like talking between songs?
Yeah, he talked a bit. He talked a bit about being hungover. And he talked a lot. I sort of zoned a lot of it out and I was sort of talking to other people because I was getting a bit bored.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, I wish I hadn't stayed for the whole thing because I'm a really big Bieber fan and it's the first time I've ever seen him live and it didn't really tickle my flickle.
Well... Someone should have said to Bieber, like, less talking, more singing. Like, stop the chit-chat.
There was a lot of things that someone
stop
should
it.
Have said
yeah,
to
yeah,
Bieber,
like,
Matt.
That, don't be hungover.
That wasn't said.
Yeah,
so,
very true.
But, yeah, moving on swiftly from him, Sia was incredible. Despite the Gaelish winds holding her back, she was really good. And she had Maddie Ziegler on stage dancing while she was performing live, which was so cool. Little Mix were amazing. I really like Little Mix. They've got a punch. They've got a right... They pack a punch, those girls. Not literally. They're not punching
anyone.
Didn't
fight with them, did you?
Oh, talking of punching, though, there was a fight in the area that I was in as I walked past between Danny Dyer and Mark Wright.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I was really annoyed because all my friends were... It was actually during Justin Bieber... And my friends had gone in during Justin Bieber because they were bored. And I think it was during Justin Bieber. Anyway, walked in, they were like, oh my God, we've just seen Danny Dyer having a fight with Mark Wright. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Okay, lots of, well, Mark Wright and all
I
his
didn't
mates.
See it
Mark
then.
Wright says it wasn't anything to do with him. He says,
on the night, someone said to me that that's what happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
No, he's sent a tweet out and it's been reported that he actually wasn't involved in it himself.
I wasn't anywhere near
Danny Dyer has disputed, and also then he sort of he took a photo and put it on social media of him with like a mark on his face where he'd been punched.
All I care about is Danny Dyer's welfare.
Me too.
I love him so much.
Obviously you have to be on Team Danny Dyer for everything.
Yeah.
And if anyone...
And Danny, Mini Danny.
Oh yeah, she's
Girl
great,
Danny.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was the news. That was the roundup of V Festival. Let's move on to Frank.
Yes.
We're going to play two songs by Frank in a minute because I felt that it was deservedly so, because I've talked on and on about this album for such a long time that we sort of needed to slip it in. And the amount of times on this show I've actually... You know, this has been in Music News and Reviews before it was even
just
out.
Begging him to
We've
get it
been
out.
Waiting for this album since 2013. February 2013, he officially announced that he was going to working on a new album. So first stop, we had Endless, which is the visual album, which I'm sure you're all aware of, is the thing that dropped. The first thing that dropped in the middle of the night, the thing that Nat was just discussing. But for us, it was in the middle of the night. For America, I guess, very early in the morning. It was incredible. But a lot of people are sort of saying it's not a visual album. Because it's not the same as Lemonade and other stuff, but I think it's fantastic. I really like his vibe. And it's minimal and it's sort of artistic and it's exactly what he wanted it to be. But also, on the grapevine, I heard that he used that album to get out of his contract with Def Jam and Universal.
Right.
And he, because he had one more album left with them, so he dropped that as an album before he dropped Blonde/Boys Don't Cry. So in theory, actually, so he's then self-released his main album to sort of take back profits. Now, this is a big trend happening in the music industry right now. I think that record labels are becoming slightly irrelevant because people have realised artists like Beyonce Frank Ocean, Jay-Z don't really need a record label anymore, because if you look at how much we've been baying for Frank Ocean's blood since he said he was going to release an album, he does not need anybody promoting that shit for him.
No.
So it's an interesting little thought, because I think in a few years I don't think record labels are going to cease to exist, but I think the way they work is going to change drastically. Yeah, yeah. I.e., they're going to probably take a much less cut of what artists give, and they're probably going to take a lot less money because artists are like, well, I don't need you. So same with Skepta, who self-released everything. Yeah. JME. But yeah, then Blonde was released on the 20th. Exclusively to Apple Music and iTunes, which a lot of people are a bit like, but actually I think legit. No one's able to illegally download that.
No.
There's no way you can listen to it illegally. I think that's fantastic. We need to give... And also, the album costs $7.99. That is nothing. That is a pint of beer in the most expensive bar in the world. But you know what I mean? Like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
It's not like when we were younger, everything was $12.99. All albums were $12.99. And that was when money was meant more than it does now.
Absolutely, yeah.
$7.99 is nothing. Bought it straight away, literally straight away, because I just wanted to listen to it immediately. But it's this idea that people are like, well, I don't want to buy it and then not know that I like it. And it's like, well, it's fucking Frank Ocean. Of course you're going to like it.
Yeah, you're going to like the whole thing.
Features Beyonce, Cacciona, Brew, Kendrick Lamar, Young Lean, Austin Feinstein, Andre 3000, Sebastian, James Blake, Kim Burrell, Playboi Carti, Co, and Luther.
Good lineup. He's worked with everybody.
Yeah, and he's produced. And Jamie X worked on the production with him.
Oh, nice.
Tyler the Creator, someone called Rostam, which I haven't heard of, and Bob Ludwig.
Okay.
I just thought I'd give
you
the
Bob
direct. Yeah,
thank
good old
you.
Bob back
well
again.
Well done, Bob.
Well done. You look so chuffed. Well done,
well
Bob.
Well done, Bob.
Oh, also, did you see any of the magazines, the zines that went out?
No.
Okay,
what
so
zines?
He did this incredible thing.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Where he put out these magazines, but he didn't just put them out. He took over shops all over the world. One in Brewer Street, I think, in Soho or somewhere in Soho, and you could queue up and get a free copy of a zine. Which contained a rap about McDonald's by Kanye West, amongst other things, and a copy of the album for free. And he gave them all away for free. Two of my friends got copies, but it was definitely a situation of if you were walking past it in the street, you got it, but otherwise
you wouldn't. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You wouldn't know.
Okay, well, that's good job, Frank.
Yeah, I think all in all, he smashed the release.
Yeah. He knew the anticipation for it was so high. And that's perhaps the thing for record companies as well, is that now there's not so much big, you know, billboard promotion for that. You can just drop an album out in the middle of the night or just sneak
Adele,
it out.
Adele, Beyonce,
nothing.
Skepta, yeah. Everyone does it now, and it's just like, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell them, boy, bye. anyway, I'm so excited by it. My two favourite songs I said they're my favourite. They're my favourite from like my first couple of listens, and I think that's not a true judge of what your favourite songs are.
No, but sometimes you have a favourite and then you go back, then you skip to a few others.
Depends how you're feeling as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Pink and White and Self Control. Nat, before we go into it, have you listened to it and what do you think?
I have not yet listened to it.
And
no.
I'm ready to go. I'm not surprised by that, do you know, because it's a big thing to undertake.
Well,
it took
like
me a whole day.
I want to listen to the whole thing rather than a couple of individual tracks.
It took me an entire day
to
listen to it from front to back.
Mm.
So I'm not surprised because you're a busy lady. I know how busy you are. She's got a lot going on, guys.
I've got loads. But I'm going to listen to two tracks now. And then I'll
you
be
are.
To,
and I think you're going to like these. I was going to swap one of these for a track with, because the track with Andre 3000 is really good. But I think what we're going to do instead is play that next time.
Okay, all right, we'll do that.
So we're kicking off. This is Frank Ocean's brand new track, Pink and White.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way every day goes, every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above, regardless, yeah.
I just heard you gotta put a condom on. No one told me where you had it. I put it in my shoulder. I put it in my elbow sometimes and just bang.
No one told you.
No one told me.
But just stuck it on his foot.
Just a little trainer sock.
What's good? You got a condom, it doesn't feel like it. But I've got a condom on.
You got a condom on.
Jasmine got bare kids.
It's like suing Jurex. Your fucking condoms don't work. 99.9%. I've got 9 kids. I've only had sex 9 times.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Poolside convo about your summer
last night. Oh, yeah. About your summer last night.
Didn't give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me, for me. I'll sleep between y'all, there's nothing.
You cry. Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, 'cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. 'Cause I made you your self-control. And you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place for me, for me. I sleep between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me, it's nothing. Nothing.
got someone coming. It's spitting game. Oh, you got it.
Ocean, self-control there, second of a double act from Frank there. I'm chatting now to Will, aka Daunt. How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Your new single, Beamish Boys, you've just dropped it on SoundCloud. It's the follow-up to This Body Rushes, right?
It is, exactly. You've done your research. Well done.
Oh, that's my job, babe. That's my job. so This Body Rushes absolutely smashed it on SoundCloud, didn't it? You got a huge, huge pickup. What can we expect from Beamish Boy?
Well, I guess it's kind of a development of This Body Rushes. I think the thing that I really enjoyed about making This Body Rushes was it's kind of a kind of mission statement for what I wanted to do with Daunt as a project. And so it was kind of groove-based and had a bit of a kind of slightly kind of folky vibe with the vocal. I think Beamish Boy is pretty similar. It's maybe a little more electronic. And I mean, it's a pop song, really. I'm showing my kind of pop side at the moment. So,
well, it's a big pop's great though. There's no shame in pop.
Absolutely not, and I would never say that. But I think there's a few more pop songs to come. Then I might start annoying people who are releasing slightly less pop songs, and then go back to pop songs. You know, so
it's nice to keep it varied, though, isn't it?
It is indeed, indeed. Variety is the spice of music, I think.
Definitely.
I think I've become quite obsessed in the past with trying to write the kind of perfect pop song. And I think it can be a slightly dangerous game to play if you're continually trying to kind of just crystallize this.
Oh, we've lost you, Will. Are you there? Hello? Oh, no, we lost Will. Oh, darn, guys. Is Will, are you there? Hello? Oh,
we'll call
no.
Him back. We'll call him back.
We're going to take a second to call him back. Should we play a song now in the midst and then we'll come back out? This is his brand new track, Beamish Boy.
You dream of the night as you drift from the city's light. Losing all but the slimmest side of who you might be. There's a future in the lines that blur as they mark the time. Behind the wheel you feel just fine as the gloaming comes in. And you can't decide if it's wrong or it's right. What you've done here for a better life. No, you can't decide. If it's wrong or it's right, but when you just drive, you're a Beamish boy, you're a Beamish boy. There was love and it was good, you didn't feel it as you should. Climb the ladder and there you stood in the high life. And you can't decide if it's wrong or it's right. What you've done here for a better life. No, you can't decide if it's wrong or it's right. When you just drive, you're a Beamish boy. You're a Beamish. Feel the same as the road.
We've got Will back on the phone.
Hello.
Oh, hi. We're not sure what happened there, but we thought we'd bang in your single in the middle just to keep us excited while we're chatting to you.
It's all right. I was just blaring on anyway. Don't worry about it.
No. So, I was going to ask you, because obviously you're a bit of a SoundCloud sort of musician in a sense. Do you feel like SoundCloud's a good platform for up-and-coming musicians?
I do, yeah. I think there's a lot of music on SoundCloud, and it takes quite a lot to cut through. But I think the glorious thing about SoundCloud is that it's free, it's really easily accessible, it's very easy to upload. I think when you're kind of first starting out, and maybe you're a little shy about people hearing your music, it's actually a really nice way to go because you're not guaranteed lots of exposure. It's not as kind of official as putting it on Spotify or Apple Music or other kind of outlets. And I mean, there's a really lovely sense of community to SoundCloud because of the whole fact that it's kind of mix-based. I think that's really lovely for new musicians. And it's definitely something that I enjoy. So
yeah, definitely. I completely agree with you, to be honest. I think it's a wicked, wicked platform. And obviously, it's working really well for you. And you're heading to Birthdays in Dalston on July. Or have you already played there this year? You played at Birthdays?
No, that we actually ended up cancelling that show. We're doing a show next month on September the 9th at Hoxton Bar and Grill.
Oh, incredible. So you're going back to East London then?
Back to East London. I live in East London. So here I am, still here.
So just a short bus ride then for you, for the gig?
Just a short bus ride. I mean, I'd love to be able to take the bus, but unfortunately, unlike DJs, you know, we've got to carry instruments with us these
days. That's true. But that sounds like an exciting gig. Hoxton Bar, it's a wicked, wicked venue there. A lot of the artists that come on the show play there because it's a great sort of another great platform, but a live platform for new artists. Are you looking forward to that one?
Yeah, I've played there many times before. It's a great venue. The fact that it's got a proper stage and monitors means that you're not going to bust your ears and people can actually see you, which is great. And it feels like they treat new musicians with some respect, which is pretty rare, to be honest, in London. I think there's a lot of venues in London that just kind of wheel you on, wheel you off, and they don't really have much care for it. But it really feels like Hoxton Bar and Grill do really genuinely care for new musicians. So,
and it's probably why so many do go and play there, because of that respect and that level of sort of like welcoming that they have.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it sounds good, it looks good. It's a cool venue. I mean, I've played there many times before, and I've actually seen it kind of go through various different identities. And it's actually it feels like it's kind of gradually getting bedded in as a real institution now. So he's hoping it'll be there for a long time, unlike Fabric.
I know, sad to hear about that, but there's still a chance that it could be saved.
There is still a chance.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Before we go, we play a little game on the show called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And this is where I get you, Daunt, to pick what your worst possible song is to be stuck on a desert island with. It's got to be the first one that comes to your head. Don't feel scared, they won't be offended.
The first one that came out to my head was I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Oh my god, that's a very good choice, because imagine hearing that every day for 364 days when it's not Christmas.
Especially when you're on a desert island and you're not going to be able to celebrate Christmas anyway.
There's going to be no snow on that desert island.
No presents.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us, and thank you for letting us play your single, and we'll hopefully see you soon.
Great, all the best.
All the best, bye.
Smell like money when she walk by.
for a Birkin. I gotta see a shorty with it. Hey, she must be the money.
Presents.
Access all areas.
What did you think of Madonna's outfit?
The Met Gala. You know, I kind of admire the fact that she's determined to look horrible at every red carpet she goes to.
Well, I'm digging Madonna's outfit. I'm sorry, Steve.
What?
I liked it. See, I thought it was funny. It made me laugh. And I just thought, wow.
I don't know if that was her intention.
No, but I actually thought it made me go, oh, there's Madonna.
What would you do if you were at the Met? What would you go for?
I don't think I can beat what I did at the Asian Awards, to be honest, where I wore that see-through dress and my thong. It's good to be different.
Every Thursday.
Access all areas.
From 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Head spins around.
Best behavior.
Looking at me.
Hope you're thinking about
example later. I've got the boys from Boys in the studio right now.
Yeah. Hey. How you doing?
How's it going, boys?
Very well, thank you.
I feel like I'm going to keep saying Boys now, just because it sounds so good.
Makes sense to you, right?
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, guys, how did you come up with that name? Obviously, you're boys, so it kind of makes sense. But is there a reason behind it?
There is a reason.
This is Ross's question.
It's a band called Girls.
Oh, really?
Who we're big fans of. So we started as a cover band.
Yeah, we it was basically just a bit of a joke to start off with.
Yeah.
And we really like girls, so we're like, you know what, let's call ourselves Boys. And
so
it stuck.
When you say you really like girls, you mean the band Girls, yeah?
Both.
Both. Okay, fair enough. You've got a new single out, Nice Guys.
We have indeed.
Came out in August. Tell us a bit about it.
It's a lo-fi pop song.
Yeah, very dreamy.
Dream? Oh, you?
Yeah, dreamy for the summer.
Yes, yeah, nice
summer
vibe.
Vibes.
So how did that come about? It's your first track, right?
It's our first release,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, first release track, yeah.
Yeah. We've got an EP coming up, obviously.
Very exciting.
So that's the first track off the EP.
What's the EP going to be called?
It's called American Dream.
Oh, is that an exclusive? Does anyone know that?
That is an exclusive, yes.
American Dream.
American Dream, yes. We love America in general, so...
A lot of the music and stuff's influenced by America.
Oh, really?
America.
You want to be the American Dream, do you, boys?
Basically, yeah. We done a video for Nice Guys as well in America.
Amazing.
So it was out in LA a few months ago for Coachella.
That must have been a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. There was only two of us could make it, though.
Oh.
So
which two was it?
It was myself and Mike. So we had a good time in America. The rest were just back in England.
Stay
working.
Yeah.
So the video has only got you two in it, right?
Yeah.
When is it going to be released? Because it's not
out. It's out now.
I couldn't find it.
It's out. Well, we're a hard band to Google. So Boys Music UK.
Do you know what we're going to do? Is we're going to post out that video right now on Twitter so that everyone can see it.
That would be good. Yeah.
Wicked. So tell me, what is going to happen next? You've got the EP coming. You're going to be doing some live... Oh, you've just done one at Tooting Tram Social in London.
Yeah, played there on Saturday.
Saturday night.
That and you're going
show.
To Reading.
We are playing,
in September. And then you're going to the Lexington in London,
Lexington,
which is amazing.
We're playing Old Boo Last. That's our next show on the 9th of September.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. That's a great venue.
Yeah, we like it there.
We've wanted to play there for quite a
while. And then we're playing the Finsbury for Blogtober Festival one.
Finsbury's a wicked, wicked gig
venue.
We've
played there a couple of times before.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh. And then, write some more songs. And then hopefully, I guess, have a release out in the new
early
year.
Next year as well,
Wicked. And what's the best thing for you guys about touring? What do you love the most?
Touring.
Banter.
Yeah, playing shows, having fun.
You must have to get on with each other quite well to keep it.
Yeah, I guess so.
We do. It's weird, like me, Ross, and Dan, who isn't here obviously, we all live on the exact same road.
Yeah,
really?
We're all neighbours, so yeah.
Originally, or like now?
No, me and Dan, who's obviously not here, have been neighbours for 25 years.
Oh my gosh.
So we've been lifelong friends. And then this guy came, moved in a few years ago.
We pretty much, me and Ross, it kind of started, we kind of met.
Through a friend.
A friend, got friends from at Reading Festival.
Yeah.
And I kind of went from there.
Did you guys always know you wanted to do music, all of you?
No.
I did. Yeah, I when I was in high school, I started playing guitar and that's all I really wanted to do, to be fair.
Yeah, it can happen organically like this though, can't it, obviously?
I've never done music before in my life. Apart from this, is the first thing I've ever done, so.
That's exciting though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've got an exclusive about the American Dream EP, which is coming out.
You have indeed.
Do you know when that's going to come out? Hopefully
beginning
of next year.
I think it's coming out I'll be out this 16th of September.
September.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said beginning of next
year.
I was thinking that's a long time to wait.
We plan ahead.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good.
Another exclusive.
But we've got another...
Exclusive coming out.
The second track of the EP is coming out in like 2 weeks. Called Off to New York City.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You're going to have to send us that so we can get it playing on the station.
We'll definitely send you it.
Incredible. So who's got the worst habits on tour?
Worst habits?
Probably Mike.
Why?
Yeah, before a show, he will have to go out for a cigarette.
Yeah.
And the sound man will be going, where are you?
As we're meant to get on
stage.
As we're
on stage.
I should go for a
cigarette. Stress relieving.
I'd say that.
Stress relieving, right?
That's about as bad as it gets, though, really.
So who would you guys say were your like inspirations for your music? It's probably all going to be a lot different.
A lot of American bands that all our friends don't know about, basically. They're like,
tell us some, because we like to. We're a new music show, so we love to hear all
so,
about.
So at the moment, I'd say a band called Dive, Beach Fossils, Smith Westerns, who are unfortunately have stopped now.
Oh
but,
no!
Yeah, but they're starting a new band now.
Whitney,
yeah,
really good.
Whitney. So a lot of American beachy vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the English... Well, I was about to say the English Beach Boys.
Well, we are boys as well, so yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
works.
Oh, guys, we play a little game on the show. I think you might like it. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island right. Dicks.
And I'm guessing in this game, you're probably not going to say an Americanized because you love them so much. But I'd like you to give me, on behalf of Boys, the band, the worst song you'd imagine to be stuck on a desert island with.
Oh, God.
Something that repeats itself quite a lot.
I've got one personally.
Yeah, go.
It would be that Rihanna song, Work, or whatever it's called.
Gummin' Numbin' Work, yeah, Work, yeah. Work. I love that song.
I'm going to put it out there. Crazy Frog?
Yeah, that's a very
good
choice.
Does that just do my head in?
Yeah. I mean, that does your head in, like, for one play.
It was good
in
when it first came out, when I was, like, 14 or 13. Yeah. But...
Now it's too much.
It's like, what is that?
Too much.
Yeah.
Well, we're very excited to hear that you're going to be releasing an EP very soon in September. Also, we're definitely going to come find you at one of these London gigs.
Yeah, definitely do it.
That sound wicked. Do you guys want to introduce your single?
Yeah, we can do.
Let's do this.
Who wants to do it? Mike, I'll let you do it, mate.
Do it all at once, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
One, two, three.
This is Boys with...
Nice Guys.
Nice Guys, yes.
Whee!
Don't let this be our final song. So hear me out before you say the night is over.
final song.
Before that, Boys, Nice Guys. Thanks to those guys for coming into the studio and to everyone else who's coming to the studio today. We've had a bit of a lol, haven't we?
Loads of lols.
We've had Area 52, Daunt and Boys in the studio.
They never stop sounding weird. We just had some boys in the studio.
Yeah, we just had some boys.
Usual Thursday for us.
Yeah, standard. So we're going to do a little bit of... Firstly, most importantly, can you all please send in your Desert Island dicks? Because I forgot to mention it earlier, but I know that you've been gagging for this information to send them in.
I need some dicks to be sent in.
Yes, Nick needs some dicks. Nat needs some dicks.
I do, yeah.
Also, last request is, we've already had three in and I've pretty much chosen one already, so you need to send one in right now if you want to be in the running of getting the final banger of the day. It's very important.
I think so, to get in with a banger.
I think so too. We're not here next week, so you need to get that final banger in now, otherwise you're going to have to wait another week.
End the show with a bang.
End the show with a banger. So I can't really talk about Frank Ocean anymore, even though I'd love to talk about him for the whole show. So we're going to talk about some news stories now. I'm going to just... Thanks, Jacob. For my tea, which just boiled my hand alive. So, Liam Gallagher's been in the news a lot recently. He tweeted today, turns out I'm a twat.
It was the word cunt, he said. He called himself, yes.
And I like that a lot.
Well, it's because he said he would never do a solo album. And then...
now he's doing a solo
album. He said only cunts do solo albums. And then he is going to be releasing one. So he tweeted, it turns out I'm a cunt.
That's
which
amazing.
I love, which I think is really funny, yeah.
Yeah, but I do think he probably is a cunt.
For doing the solo album, just generally.
No, he says about himself.
Yeah,
that he's
So if you say you are, then you are, yeah.
Which I enjoy.
I like that a lot.
But he also got told off by Jamie Oliver for going to his house and throwing stones at the window and asking him to give him a bacon roll.
Of course.
I think if I lived next door to Jamie Oliver, that I would constantly be asking him for food.
I just like the idea that you're hammered on the way home from the pub. You're hungry, of course. So you think, and he says, I live near Jamie Oliver. It's ridiculous who lives around here. So I just threw some rocks at pebbles at his window and asked for a bacon sandwich.
He was sorry about it, though, to be fair. He was quite, apologetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Or was he? I can't really tell.
Not massively, no. He wasn't, no. He said he just got told off for doing it. He wanted him to chuck down some bacon rolls.
I want him to chuck down some bacon rolls as well.
Yeah.
Adele the other day got on stage, because she's been off because she wasn't well.
Yes.
She invited a dog on stage that had an Adele t-shirt on, which is amazing. If I had a dog, I'd probably make it wear an Adele t-shirt, wouldn't you?
I would. I'd probably make it wear a Harriet t-shirt. Wouldn't you? If you had a dog, wouldn't you not make it wear your own t-shirt?
I mean, that would be incredibly self-obsessed, so it would be very fitting
for me.
It would
be perfect. Yeah, to do it.
Have you been watching this? Oh my God, by the way, I'd like to make a request to the world. So this is me asking the universe. I said this to Natalie today. I really want Barb from Stranger Things to come on the show.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to happen. I've got a really strong feeling that she's going to come on the show.
I mean, if that happens as well, then that's you will be psychic, and it will obviously we'll have to just.
I'm incredibly
the
powerful
show.
If it happens.
You know, new music psychic show is what we'll
yeah.
call it.
Yeah, I think that's a good
like,
vibe.
Yeah, I do. I like it too.
We've just tweeted Liam Gallagher. Let's see if he tweets us back, because that'll be really funny.
Yeah.
Imagine what he'd say.
He'd probably just call
fuck
us.
Off.
Fuck off, you cunt, probably.
I would be incredibly honoured if he tweeted me and said fuck off.
I'd be unhappy if I ever met him or contacted him. He didn't ever tell me to fuck off or just swore at me in some way. I'd be really unhappy.
Imagine
about
if
that.
You were that kind of person that just walked around and told everyone to fuck off. I mean, you kind of do in a way.
And sometimes I do that. There are certain days when I just do that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm looking forward to going to a festival this weekend, because when you get drunk, you get kind of fuck offy.
Yeah, very fuck offy. So yeah. That's gonna be fun.
She actually doesn't get fuck offy. She no, gets kind of like less. You get quieter when you get drunk.
Do I? I think I get
actually
louder.
Hold on. No, that's not true.
I don't think you're thinking of me.
At Lee Fest, you were quite quiet.
It's because I was sober.
That's true. We were all sober,
there.
Weren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a sober day. But it was a fun day because we got lots of fun things done.
Yeah, we got loads of stuff done.
Also, you guys should go and check out the FUBAR Facebook, because we are smashing it with the videos right now. And I say we, it's just the people that work at FUBAR, not me. I've got nothing to do with
it. You're in the videos too, Harriet.
Yeah, I am in some of the videos. That is true. And our video last week did really well, the A-levels. People seem to enjoy that. So I'm pleased about that. Also, GCSE results came out this week. So,
yeah.
You know, watch that and you can take what I'm saying to heart. With that as well.
I think you do good life advice. It's good.
We've just put up a video about Nigel Farage giving Donald Trump words of wisdom before his latest rally.
Yes.
That makes total sense to me. Also, we're doing a lot of live videos at the moment, which
yeah,
I like.
Yeah,
we're taking on social media by
I
the
know.
Horns.
Storm.
Today, tomorrow, we're going to be releasing it. I'm going to be releasing an extra special top six for Great British Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
Which Nat has never watched.
No, I haven't.
I think that's weird, because I feel like you are the kind of person to watch Great
British Bake
Off. I would
never do baking, though, so I would see no reason to watch a show about baking if I don't
Babe,
bake.
Babe, you don't cook anything. Do you watch any cooking shows?
I think you call it a microwave oven, so I do actually cook things.
So do you watch shows that are about microwaving?
If there was a show called The Great British Microwave Off, I'd be interested, sure.
Actually, I think that's a very good idea
for a
show.
It is,
perhaps
yeah.
we could do a FUBAR version of The Great British
yeah,
Microwave
why not?
Off, and we could just work out how to microwave different foods perfectly, and you would obviously
would
be the Paul Hollywood of the situation.
I have often thought that if
you
there's
would
a
not,
microwave
you
show.
Would not be Mary Berry.
I'm no Mary Berry. I'm all about Paul Hollywood. But also, if I entered that
trying
show,
to have sex with all the contestants and making your blue eyes shine through
sure and microwaving stuff at the same time.
He is so flirty.
See, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who this Hollywood fella is, but
his real name is Paul Hollywood.
It's not though, is it?
It actually is.
Right, okay. Is it?
Mr. Hollywood.
Well, my name's Natalie Los Angeles. Fine.
Yeah.
What?
He's like a bit naughty. He flirts on screen a lot with girls that are pretty.
Oh, okay.
Especially young ones. Not like weird.
No, know. Not weird. Like the appropriate. What, yeah. what's well, they're like baking? That. Or what? He's just like,
yeah, he's just flirty.
Lovely sponge you've got there.
Yeah, basically the innuendo, like the innuendo levels on Great British Bake Off is absurd. In fact, if you'd like, I could tell you some of the best innuendos.
Please,
on
tell
Great
me
British
what Hollywood has to offer.
Okay, hold on. Let me just turn my paper over, because I can't remember them off by heart. So shall I just do a list?
Yeah, please, list me.
Okay, number one, your crack is nice and moist.
I mean, fuck off. No, I'm not having
okay,
that.
Number two, 15 minutes till you give Paul the horn.
Who is this guy?
Well, it's not just him. It's lots of people on the programme saying different
right,
stuff.
Okay.
So he's actually...
What's he talking?
He's
what's
probably the,
horn? The
least innuendo-y of all of them.
Oh, cool, right.
Mary Berry is pretty innuendo-y.
Is she?
If you get a nice thick layer of cream in there, it will treble in size.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really soft. It's really wet. Okay. Number five. I can't wait to romp you in the forest, Ian.
That's not... Just, what?
No, sorry. I can't wait to romp in your forest, Ian. I think he made
forest
a forest cake.
Forest
yeah.
gatto, right.
Fill your horns right to the bottom so you can enjoy it to the last mouthful.
Actually, I'm getting quite aroused now.
That
so
was
I think
actually
I might watch
Mary
the show.
Berry
I think
said
I might
that.
Start watching this
Mary
show.
Mary Berry said that one as well.
It's hot.
Stand away from your hot baps. I say that to you a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Because Nat, in this office, gets very hot baps.
Very. They're just hot.
Many of you may not know, but Nat has quite big breasts. I hate to break it to you on the radio, but...
Well, I didn't
is
know.
Is that complimentary? I don't mean to be rude, because I've got tiny breasts.
Yeah.
You've got big breasts.
So it's good. It's like yin yang.
Yeah. But as long as you don't mind me telling everyone.
No, it's well,
okay, fine. Get those ladies' fingers soggy.
Oh, God.
That's another one. I'm pleased that I managed to put it up at the last minute.
Yeah.
Now let's turn over and see what's happening at the back.
Okay.
Last two
nice
now.
Ones.
I work my little fingers in. That is Mo Berry as well. And finally, I want to wrap him in a foil cap and give him a good rub down.
Okay, well, the moment the Great British Microwave off, it'll be like, I'm going to get you 2 minutes until you're super hot.
2 minutes till you start oozing?
Yeah.
See, I was better than you.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about the hot. Like
you were thinking
I'm
far
cook
too
you.
Much.
I'm going to cook you.
You're going to be a shit judge if you can't.
I'm on it.
I'm obviously Mary Berry because I do the accidental innuendo.
Okay,
and
fine.
And when I say accidental, I mean real.
You'll be the Mary Berry, but I'm just going to have to change my name to like Natalie Texas.
When you Google Paul Hollywood, you'll be quite like offended that I've...
Because he's not... Is he a bit of a dish?
Yeah, he's quite
creamy,
a dish.
A big creamy dish.
He actually is. He's got grey hair and bright blue eyes, but he's a guy, so it's still quite offensive that I'm saying that you're Paul Hollywood and I'm Mary Berry. Mary Berry's very sophisticated and cool, whereas Paul's not so...
Paul Hollywood's got big boobs, has he?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Actually, in that sense, it probably is quite fitting.
Can't wait to watch this show.
Well, I think you'll be...
I'm going to like it.
I think you'll be chuffed. Right, so everybody listening, tweet us in. Do you think it's good that I'm Mary Berry and Nat is Paul? No, I'm joking. Tweet us in your Desert Island Dicks, which is a song that you would fucking hate to be stuck with on a desert island. Or your last request, which is a song that you will definitely want to be listening to at the end of the show as our last... song.
Yeah.
Should we play some more music?
Okay.
So this next couple of tracks I'm going to play are from artists that we're going to be playing four tracks from artists at Reading Festival, Reading and Leeds festivals this weekend. Two of these, these next two are newish tracks, and then the second two are the old school ones that I'm banging out because I can. So we're going to kick off with The Incredible Internet featuring Kate Renata. This is Girl.
I don't know. Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
I have with me Tom Davis. Before every gig I used to do, I used to listen to Leona Lewis. If I get up any day and I feel I don't feel 100%,
if you get up,
sometimes I just lay there just listening to Power Ballads.
Yeah, right.
If I get the light that comes into your life, mate, will come through a Power Ballad.
I had no idea Leona Lewis had that power.
Yeah. Jesus, man, that voice. There's days that I genuinely sit at my desk and I think, God, what's she doing now? She gave me so much hope and so much.
And what, you're worried about?
No, I'm worried about what she's doing, so I'd like to return the favour.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Like a land strike, no future sight. We're the generation of TV station. I'm like a tandem going in random. I've seen no problem at NRG. Everything's free if you want it to be. Take my MP3 illegally and move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit spin. When you hit the groove that makes it next move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit spin. When you hit the groove that makes it hit the groove that when you hit the groove that makes it hit spin. When you hit the groove that makes it next move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit spin. When you hit the groove that makes it hit the groove that move. Well, you know I never say the same thing twice. Well, you know I never say the same thing twice. Tripping over myself in my free shots, eating Mackie D's, but we never are happy. Keep it underground like Wacky Gaddafi. Sorry, but today I'm in a hurry. Don't space and fade, cause I ain't the word Tory. Try to skip it, spit in, see for gritting. Can I leave, read these lines I've written? When you hit the groove that makes it hit spin. When you hit the groove that makes it next move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit spin. When you hit the groove that makes it hit the groove that move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit spin. When you hit the groove that makes it next move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit spin. When you hit the groove that makes it hit the groove that.
Before that, the internet featuring Kate Trinada, Girl. Happy birthday, Kate Trinada. It's Kate Trinada's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, big exciting day for him.
Big day.
Big day! So that was two artists that have been playing at Reading and Leeds this weekend. If you're going, be excited like we are. Mm-hmm. I love Rat Boy. The internet is like one of my favourite bands in the world. So they've got hugely exciting bands playing.
They've got so many people from different kind of like genres of music as well. It used to be like a rock festival Reading, but now they've kind of got indie, they've got grime, they've got everything.
They've got Boy Better Know playing tomorrow.
They do, which is
big time.
I'm kind of annoyed that I won't be there.
I know, really sad that we won't be there tomorrow. Yeah. But we're going to be listening live to everything. I don't know how, but I don't know how either.
Mentally. Helicopters flying over rest.
Just mentally listening.
I think as your psychic, you can also tune into places as well.
I bet they'll do some live stuff.
They probably will.
Unlike Justin Bieber. Wait. Desert Island Dicks now.
Yes.
Press that button, Nat.
Desert Island Dicks.
Have we still got Beyonce?
We have, yeah.
Good job, Bea.
We need to use that more. Mm. First Desert Island Dick comes from Frank. He sounds nice.
Frank Ocean.
Oh my God, it probably is. Yeah, hey guys, my Desert Island Dick is anything by Pitbull. It's a no from me.
That's definitely Frank Ocean.
Fair enough. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Although I actually really like Pitbull. I think he's probably a really nice person.
He probably is, you're right.
I actually quite like his music not on a desert island as well.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But if you're on a desert island, maybe you wouldn't like it.
Kate is about to do something very controversial. Hi, my desert island dick has to be Drake, Hotline Bling. I think I listened to it way too much.
That's fine then.
That's fine, but I still think you're being a little bit sort of...
Wrong
with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Dick. I love it when they just head at Dick. James, hi, my desert island dick is Justin Bieber baby. Oh, you're not the first.
No, popular choice today.
Rose had that as well, didn't she, from Area 51?
Yeah.
I never asked her why they're called Area 51. I wondered whether they were aliens or not.
That is, yeah.
Or they're the government.
They're related to
they're either the
area.
Aliens or government.
Yeah.
Objectives.
Something like that. It's in America somewhere, isn't it? I'm trying to think of where the alien headquarters
are. Yeah, there's actually
a
film called Area 51, which is really good. It's on Netflix. You should watch it.
Okay, fine.
It's really scary, though.
Is it?
Yeah, you would definitely cry.
I mean, I would, yeah, definitely. Anything like that.
I'm actually really up for starting the bake-off, microwave bake-off
Olympics. I think
Olympics.
We should do it, yeah.
I think we're going to do that for our next show, to be
honest.
Yeah,
I think we should just see what we can cook. It doesn't have to be baked. Anything.
I want to judge you. I feel like you're the only one that can judge the taste of microwave meals, though, because you're probably the only person here that eats them. right, we're going to play now two very nostalgic... Well, the second one, not so much, because it's only a few years ago, but this first one... genuinely was going to take me back to when I was 12 years old. This is Good Charlotte Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous.
Presents The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne. It's good enough for you. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for two. It's what I want. Sick!
We're joined by Matthew Priest from Dodgy.
True, Bob. Guy's got a good thing going on there, man.
Yeah, we have so much fun. And it's so good. Like, you can just hang out and we can say cock shit balls and it's totally fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Whatever you want. Do you want to have a shot?
What? Cock shit balls?
Whatever you want. You can get wilder than that if
you
want.
Yeah. Well, I've been slipping in the odd F-bomb as we're going along, boys.
Yeah, man. No one's
been pulling me off.
Not yet.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Send me your banana. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? Ain't sad, get like me. Never met a motherfucker fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome make you sweat like me. Cause I'm the nigga, nigga. Like how you figure, getting figures and fucking bitches. She rolling switches, bought her bitches. I bought my niggas. They getting bent up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make a nigga act niggerish. But at least a nigga, nigga rich. I be fucking broads like I be fucking bored. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars. Peace.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker. Fucking get the bussin', yes Lord. I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I beast.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
Yeah, ho, this the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live inside the valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want it, duh. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is need be up to par. See, my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Ayy.
Good Charlotte lifestyles of the rich and the famous and ASAP Rocky fucking problems. Yeah. The only radio station that can actually play that.
He likes bad bitches. It's his fucking problem.
It is.
It is a problem, I think, as well, if that happens, if you do like bad bitches.
He doesn't give a fuck because that's his fucking problem.
That's his fucking problem. He doesn't give a fuck.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's show. We're about to leave you now. Stephen Lang and Lizzie Cundy are up next with Access All Areas. But before you go, we're going to read some last requests for you and then we're going to tell you what we're going to be playing for the last track. But I won't tell you that till actually just before. One of them, okay, today also, don't pay heed to the fact that these songs are all bangers, because they are, but Vanessa sent in, hello, Drake and Rihanna, too good, biggest banger ever. I would agree, Vanessa.
Very true, very true.
But you did lose out today, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, but try again next week, because we'll probably play that, because I love that song so much. I'm not going to read that one because that's what we've chosen. Katie J, Hi, One More Time by Craig David is my last request. Definitely a banger, but for a last request, I would have expected an older song.
Yeah, that's from Craig David. New from Craig. It is a banger, though.
It's an enjoyable banger.
It fits the criteria of what you've asked for.
100%.
To be fair.
100%. So, guys, make sure you keep an eye on the FUBAR Facebook, because tomorrow we're going to be releasing a video of me talking about the Great British Bake Off in some kind of list format.
Yeah.
We're also going to be doing a fun little trailer in the next few weeks of the show to give you a roundup of what we do here at FUBAR Radio with Natalie King. Are you going to feature in the trailer now?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. It's that.
Are you that elusive?
We'll see.
I'm not elusive now that I've got massive boobs. I mean, in that sense, you're not elusive, because I can see you coming a mile off. But, you know, you're elusive in different ways.
Very true, yeah, very true.
Like the ways that you only know how to cook microwave food and stuff like that. That's quite elusive.
That is quite elusive. And it's quite a skill, I think, as well.
I definitely think it's a skill,
100%. A lot of people mess it up.
I like that we've probably spent a good third of the show talking about your breasts and how you can't cook any food other than microwave food.
That's just a normal Thursday, really. That's what we
stay tuned also for the Great British Microwave Off.
Yeah,
because that is something that's in the pipeline. Mel and Sue are interested in presenting it, but I've said I'm presenting it.
You have to be doing it, and I'll just be judging everybody.
Even though I really like Mel and Sue.
I love Mel and Sue.
Do you remember Mel and Sue from back in the day?
Was it light lunch, late lunch?
Oh my God, that was what it was called.
Yeah.
I just remember vaguely remember them being hilarious.
They were so really, really funny. Yeah, I'm a big fan of both of them, but they're not to go near the microwaves.
We're really sad that we're going to be... I bet Nat doesn't care, do you, that we're missing next week?
Of course I'm sad. But
are you going to miss me or what?
I will miss you, but I'm seeing you on Saturday and Sunday as well.
That's true.
So I'll still, in fact, I'll get extra Harriet.
Yeah. And then we might even, as a special treat, put out the Reading and Leeds Festival special next Thursday with all the amazing artists. I'm excited because a lot of the artists we are interviewing are artists from, genres of music that we've never... I've never experienced before.
But we're going to have a wonderful time interviewing
them. Tweet us in your questions. If you've got any questions you'd like us to ask people, just in general, about festivals.
Just any festival
questions. Burning questions you've always wanted to know. What do you wipe your bum with at a festival?
Yeah, that's true.
Because I genuinely will ask ASAP Rocky that if you want me to.
He'd answer it, wouldn't he?
Of course he would. He'd have to.
Maybe he might just go, no comment, I'm not telling you. But you'd
that's
be
still
like,
an answer, though. That means my hand.
That does, if you say no comment. It means, oh, come
on. It means the worst you could possibly imagine of whatever is happening.
Ugh. Now that's what I think about now. It's my parting thing. I'm thinking about ASAP Rocky wiping his bottom with his hand.
Well, I'll move on quickly then, just so that you feel a bit better. Ooh. I've decided to treat Nat because I'm away for a week and have the last request as Beck. Because it has been requested
this,
3 weeks in a row now.
This is by who's
Helen.
Right. I mean, I like your perseverance, Helen. I knew it would pay off in the end.
Helen Beck, wow. Is it my lucky week?
Yes, and it is wow.
I think that Helen might be Nat.
That is an alias I go under, one of many.
I think you're Helen. Are you Helen?
I'm not Helen, no.
Are you Helen now?
I mean, in several ways, I am Helen.
Are you Helen? No, I have to give you Chinese water torture for you to reveal the truth about you being Helen?
No, it's fine. I'm not Helen, but I am Helen in so many ways because I do agree with Helen. So are we all Helen in a way? Because we all love
Beck. I feel like I personally am quite Helen.
Yeah, I'm definitely a lot, 78% Helen, I think I am.
When I was born, I sort of knew... that I was a lot Helen, than Harriet.
I didn't know I was Helen until I got to about 11 or 12.
Oh,
then
really?
I felt the Helen in me and I thought, I'm definitely Helen.
I knew straight away that I was Helen. That's so funny that you didn't realise.
I know, it's strange. But now every year I get more Helen.
I feel like always you are emanating Helen, more expressively every time the weeks go by.
I'm just going to be full Helen soon.
I think you are going to be Helen. Don't be silly. You could never be Helen.
And it will just be Helen. But it won't be any other name. Just be Helen.
You could never be Helen.
Oh. Okay, well,
you
now I'm
will
upset.
Never be Helen.
I'll show you. I bloody will be Helen.
I'll be more Helen
than you will be.
I'll believe it when I see it, Nat.
Oh, fine. Well, I'm going to go. I mean? I've got a week to get full Helen, haven't I? By the time you get back.
You actually probably could be full Helen, but in 2 weeks' time.
I will be, don't worry.
It's actually 2 weeks to my next show.
Yeah, and if you call me now, I won't be even replying.
Helen, can you send us an email? Stop pretending you're Helen. Helen, send us a quick email next week as well, just to make us feel loved, and we'll probably play it the week after anyway.
Cross back again. You never know, it could be another I'll play it twice. I love this song so much.
Well, without further ado, to appease Nat and stop her complaining, our last request for today is Beck. Wow. Thank you so much for tuning in to Harriet Rose on Foo Bar Radio. Catch us the week after next. And maybe a little Reading special next week. Love you. Bye.
It's like